Oops, sorry. Okay. There. Hi, guys. It's me again. Sorry I haven't posted in a while. But it's been kind of weird around here lately. It's okay, though. I mean, I hope it'll be okay. Actually, I'm kind of in trouble with my daddy right now, and I'm not sure what to do about it. So, I thought I'd make an audio for you guys and tell you what happened, because daddy used to like it when I told all of you guys about how stupid I am. So, do you want to know where I am right now? I'm actually in the back of my daddy's car. But he doesn't know I'm here. I kind of snuck in. Anyways, a few weeks ago, daddy was kind of frustrated with me because I wasn't a good enough fuck sleeve at the frat party he took me to. Do you remember? He wrote on me and everything. He took me in there, and I let all those guys start fucking me. But I told my daddy there were just too many of them, and I was really sore. So not all of them got to fuck my rape slut. That made daddy mad, because he'd done all that work to get me ready. So, he spanked me. He spanked me really hard. He told me I was pretty, but stupid and useless. And he asked me, like, why should he keep me if I couldn't even be a decent fuckhole for his friends at a party? And he was right. Daddy was right. I was useless and stupid. So I promised that I could be better. And I begged him to let me stay. And he said I could, but things would have to be different. He said I would have to prove I was worth something, anything, or he would just throw me away like a piece of trash, just like Mom did. So, the next day, he made me wear a tight dress with a really short skirt. He had me wear a pair of fishnet thigh highs, and he had me put on these really uncomfortable heels he'd bought me from the discount rack at the thrift store. And he had me put my hair up in pigtails. And he put me in the car. I tried to get him to fuck me. I told him that even though my pussy was still sore, I would squeeze him really hard and be a really good foxy for him. But he wouldn't do it. He just told me to shut up. He said I was just a brainless little cunt, and it was high time I started acting like one. And you know what? Daddy was right. I knew he was right because my pussy was so wet. I could hardly stand it. I wanted to fuck for my daddy. I told him I was sorry, but he just told me to shut up. So I did. He drove me to the back side of a strip mall where all the service entrances were. And he told me to get out of the car. I was pretty nervous, but He led me through one of the doors and into a room with a big chair. It was kind of dirty in there, and it smelled like, sweat, I guess. There were pictures of tattoos all over the wall, and Daddy didn't say anything. He just made me stand there. Anyways, in a couple of minutes, my feet were already starting to hurt, but this guy came through the door. He was kind of old and ugly, you know? He was short and had tattoos all down his arms. I was taller than him in my heels. He looked at me, kind of like he was seeing something good to eat, you know? And he smirked a little, and then he unzipped his pants and started pulling out his cock. And then I looked at Daddy, but before I could say anything, he told me to shut up. He told me to use my mouth and prove I was worth something. So I got on my knees, and I sucked the man's cock. It was kind of hard because he was so short, and he grabbed my head and made me deep throat him. But I wanted to be a good hole for my daddy, so I let him pretend my throat was a cunt. My knees hurt because the fishnets were digging into them against the dirty floor. And he kept pulling my hair and using my pigtails to fuck my mouth. And he choked me a lot. But then I made him come. And I swallowed it because I didn't want Daddy to be mad at me. Daddy asked the guy if my throat was good enough. And he said yes. I was so glad. I did a good job for my daddy. So, Daddy made me get up and sit in the chair. And the guy gave me a tattoo. He put it on my thigh, right next to my, buck sleeve, you know? It's pretty much healed now, so I think Daddy would like it if I took a picture and put it on my sub for you guys. Anyways, Daddy seemed happier when the guy was finished. You know, after he used my throat to pay for my new tattoo, I thought maybe he was proud of me. But, he didn't even say anything to me. He just shook the guy's hand and pulled me back out to the car. And then he drove me somewhere else. This time, it was a house in kind of a bad neighborhood. So he made me get out of the car, and my thigh was getting sore because of my new tattoo. But that guy, he said it was okay because it was covered in a little bandage. So Daddy knocked on the door, and another guy answered. This guy was bigger and kind of fat, you know? When he saw me, he just kind of stared at me, and Daddy laughed. The guy opened the door wider, and Daddy pushed me inside. Then Daddy told me we were here to buy something, and that it was expensive. I didn't really get what he was talking about, but Daddy didn't seem to care. He just told the guy I was a stupid bitch, and he told him he could take me into the other room, and I guess I was supposed to pay him. So I went into this disgusting bedroom with this fat guy, and I let him fuck me. I had to do it. I wanted to prove to my daddy I was worth something. So I let him fuck me. He fucked my throat and he fucked my pussy, and then he bent me over and he fucked my ass too. And after that, he made me squat down in front of him, and then he came on my face. And he kicked my hand away from my pussy before I could come. He actually didn't seem very happy. He opened the door and called Daddy in. He told Daddy I was pretty, but selfish. He called me stupid, and he said I wasn't very good. That made Daddy mad. I tried to say something, but Daddy told me to shut up. He told me I never have anything useful to say, so I should just stick to using my mouth for cock. And you know what? He was right. I am stupid and useless, and it's better if I don't actually say any of my stupid thoughts out loud, but I can't help it. I miss my daddy. Anyways, Daddy tried to argue with the guy, but I could tell. He agreed. I wasn't worth what he wanted to buy with me, so he kind of gave up. I felt so bad. But then the guy said, if Daddy let him piss on my face, he could have it. And you know what Daddy said? He said yes. So I let this fat, ugly guy piss all over my face. And Daddy laughed at me. He said I was stupid and useless and a dumb little toilet. And you know what? Daddy was right. Anyways, I still don't know what it was I bought for him, but he got it. And then he made me use the hose outside to wash myself off because he said I stunk like piss. And then Daddy spanked me right outside the guy's house, bending over Daddy's car. He spanked me really hard, and he called me stupid and a bitch and a fuckhole and a toilet. And you know what? I came so hard. I deserved it. I deserved all of it. I'm pretty, but useless. Just like Daddy says. He told me I wasn't good enough. and that he was gonna kick me out. I begged him to let me stay, but he said I couldn't. So, Daddy kicked me out. That's what happened. So, here I am, in the back of Daddy's car, touching my pussy, smearing my pussy all over his backseat so he can smell me. Making this recording and hoping he'll take me back. I don't care if he's mad. I want him to spank me. I want him to fuck me. I want him to choke me. To call me stupid, useless little whore while he pisses all over my face. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for my daddy. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Well, I guess that's it. I guess I'll post this now. Daddy? Are you listening? Please take me back, Daddy. Please. I stink again, and I need you to make me shower. I won't talk. I'll be quiet. I'll be pretty and stupid for you, Daddy. Please. Hey, guys. Please like this post so my daddy sees it, okay? I better go before he finds me. Okay.